This is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A private plane slid off the runway at Steamboat Springs Airport Bob Adams Field Monday morning. The runway was very icy. The plane came from Missouri. 10 people were on board. No one was hurt, and the pilot says there was no damage to the plane. In Hayden, Yampa Valley Regional Airport had 15 nonstop flights scheduled for Monday. Inbound flights were booked at an 88% load factor with 1,858 passengers arriving into the regional airport in Hayden. Outbound flights had 1,578 departing passengers. Craig Fire Rescue still investigating the cause of a structure fire on Christmas Eve. No one was hurt, but the home's a total loss. That's according to Craig Fire Chief Chris Mercer. The fire was on Moffitt County Road 29. That's in the Elkhead area. Chief Mercer says West Route Fire assisted, as did Memorial Regional Health Emergency Services. Senator Dylan Roberts has been chosen as Senate Majority Caucus Chair for the 75th General Assembly. Senator Roberts is also Chair of the Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee. Senator Roberts is from Steamboat Springs and represents Senate District 8. That includes Moffitt and Rauch counties. The 2025 legislative session begins January 8th. The Moffitt County Board of County Commissioners meets this morning. Reports are from Finance, the Craig Moffitt County Airport, and Road and Bridge. Then commissioners meet with the Moffitt County Board of Public Health. Becky Copeland has updates on different programs and clinics offered. Selena Taylor will be the new executive director of Picnic Theater. She replaces Stuart Hanloff, who will stay on as board chair and acting artistic director. Today is the New Year's Eve light-up snowcat parade, and fireworks starts at 5:30 at the base of Steamboat Resort. The snowcats will be decorated full of lights. The snow sports instructors will be in the torchlight parade, and fireworks will be overhead. Again, that's from 5:30 to 6 today in Steamboat Square at the base of Steamboat Resort, and I hope to see you there. I'll be there. In hockey news, the Oak Creek Kodiaks 12U hockey team, they're champions of the Frozen Basin Hockey Tournament. It was over the weekend in Vernal, Utah. The local Oak Creek team beat the Salt Lake Lightning 9-3 in the championships. Colorado Extreme Hockey is hosting a New Year's Eve skate party to celebrate 2025. That is from 6 to 9 tonight at the Craig Skating Rink at Loudy Simpson Park. It's $5, but Colorado Extreme Hockey players are free. Then on Wednesday, there's an ABC format holiday hockey tournament at Howelson Ice Arena. This tournament's been held annually since 2009 to benefit families affected by serious illness. Those are the families this year of Stanley Fowler and Molly Nykamp. To sign up for the tournament, reach out to Nikki Knoble or Dimitri Chase at the rink. And that's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at SteamboatRadio.com, where the locals go for news.